Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now the host for Late Night Whenever, please give it up for Michelle Buteau!
Oh my God, how the fuck are you guys feeling? I love it, and I gotta give a shout out to the two dope queens. If it weren't for those brown titties, I don't know if I'd be here. I'm Michelle. This is my boo, Rob. Hi, Rob. He's great. I love my friends. I love working with my friends. I love paying taxes with my friends. Let's get it on together. You know what I mean? My mom is from Jamaica. My dad is from Haiti. That's great. I'm the only child. I know. My parents are like, you know, we got it right the first time. I'm like, did you? I don't think they got it right the first time. They just don't like to fuck. Anyways, what? Yes. Late Night Whatever got feelings. My parents love traveling. They love to take me with them, which is great, but they were also cheap, which I didn't get because they couldn't afford it. And like, I was riding on my mom's lap like way too late in life. I was 12. And I wasn't even like a small 12. I looked exactly like this. I was a 12 when I was 12. You know what I mean? And my dad, he would never want to get like a suite, an ensuite, like any. I could never have my own room. This motherfucker got one hotel room, not even with two beds. He just had a cot. So we did like a European vacation one year and we went to Paris because my dad is Haitian, so he thinks he's French. I'm like, okay. So he thinks he's French. We go to Paris. He gets the one room. There's a cot. And I remember asking my dad, who's going to sleep on that cot? Because I really didn't know who was going to sleep on it. I thought we were going to like flip a coin or some shit. And this cot looked scary as fuck. It wasn't like a cute IKEA cot. It was like that cot from like a horror movie. Like Pet Sematary, the one that Aunt Zelda was on. Nobody saw Pet Sematary? Is everybody 80 or 20? Thank you, WNYC. I feel like I'm in Vermont. Okay. Jesus. So, my dad, who is not a ghetto person but does ghetto things, this motherfucker decided to put up a sheet in the room like he just made a two-bedroom. My dad puts the sheet up, and I was like, okay, cool, you know, I'll live this lie with you. And then I'm not asleep because I've had all the chocolate and all the croissants, and I hear my dad trying to get busy with my mom. So I just hear my dad coming, like, going, not coming. Ooh, we're going to have to edit, Joanna. It's my producer. So I hear my dad saying to my mom, come on, Tanette, come on, Tanette, come on, we're in Paris, Tanette. And I just hear my mom tired as fuck, no, Michael, no, Michael, no, no, Michael. I'm 12 years old trying to fucking sleep. No, Michael. No, Michael. I'm like, and then finally, all I hear is I don't know what it was, and I'm pretty sure my dad was fingering my mom. And that's the end of the show. Good night, everybody! No. I know, good show. There's no refunds. So, I remember the second day in Paris, it was like, I remember thinking like, wow, there's a lot of like diversity here, but like nobody was as big as me in terms of like maturity, titties. Anyways. And my dad like tried to get us on this boat ride on the river Seine or Seine, girl, bye. And this motherfucker we were buying the BA from, that's French for ticket, out. He was like, oh man, you have to pay for three adults because that's not a child, that's an adult. And I was like, fuck France. I went to Catholic school, my family's super Catholic, and I was only allowed to wear civilian clothing like once a month. So I used to dress myself on these vacations and I'd be like, oh my God, this is who I am now. This is my moment. Do we have any, we have pictures. Yes, John? Yes. So because you are listening to the podcast, I will describe. I was fruitful. I had bosoms and there were no plus size clothing stores. So I had to borrow my dad's shirts and I got really into it. And I was like, can I get your vest and your tie? So I just look like a bad, like, Vegas poker dealer. Like, I look like a Puerto Rican Bozo the Clown. Like, I don't even... A maroon tie with white dots. I just look like I'm Ellen for Halloween. I don't... And I stand by it. I'm just saying. Yeah, Queen Latifah would be proud. So tell me about your family vacations, Rob.
I don't know what we did family vacations. I grew up like a lot of people, broke.
Ooh, so, make some noise if you grew up poor.
I didn't say poor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I said broke.
What's the difference?
Poor is a continuous state. Broke is just temporary.
Look at, people are getting boners. Okay,
no, we
okay.
were broke. My mother was Got a school it. Teacher. We were kind of middle class, lower middle class, but okay. we never did. She was a church fanatic.
Okay.
So what we really did was every summer my church took a once a year trip to Six Flags.
Oh, shit.
And that was like vacation. Yeah.
Okay. And, with, you know, a bunch of kids.
Yeah. But I mean, what I do in turn now is I do vacations with my kids.
Dope. So where do you take them? Yeah. Where they want to go? Do they get to pick?
Nah, they don't get to pick. But their mom sings for, you know, some really heavy people. And we travel a lot, so.
Fat people?
Fabulous people.
Fabulous. Fabulous. You said heavy, people. So I was like.
Heavy people, yeah. Mom okay. sings for the Rolling Stones right now. Yeah.
I would drop
so
this mic,
ain't nobody
but,
dropping no names.
No, I love it. I would drop the mic, so but we it's
went
public
to,
radio.
So we went to Denmark to see their mom.
Do they know where Denmark is? Because my husband's from Holland and everyone's like, I love Denmark.
Yeah, they yeah, they cool. They cool kids. So it was cool. You know, the airplane was cool. I mean, because they got TVs in the headrest now and iPads and all these things to keep them occupied.
Shit, I didn't have any of that.
Nah, yeah.
I had hard. My mom's lap. Can you imagine? But for real, I want to bring out my next guest. Y'all ready? Oh, I love her so much. She's amazing. She's a powerhouse. Tours all over the world. She's a correspondent on The Daily Show and has a half-hour comedy special on Netflix that you must watch. Please give it up for Gina Yasharay.
Yay! Yeah!
I love you so much.
Thank you.
Gina and I both live in Bed-Stuy.
Yes.
So
Brooklyn,
dope.
Bitch, what?
I love this because I feel like I always see you in passing at shows and we never get some real girl time.
I know. We're always just
it's crazy.
I'm never on shows with you. Never.
I know.
I don't think I've ever done a show
They
with
only
you.
Book one pair of brown titties.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So were you born in Nigeria?
No, I was born and raised London, England. So okay. My mum and dad met in Nigeria. They came to England, had us all there. So we were born there.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
My mother was all about her kids being British. My mum speaks five languages.
Isn't that amazing?
And she speaks several Nigerian languages, and she never taught us any of them. She was like, no, I want my children to be English. I want them to sound like this. Because that was my mum's impression of an English person.
My dad did the same thing.
Yeah.
My dad never taught me Creole.
Yeah, it was the thing. You know, she wanted us to assimilate.
Yeah.
And she wanted us to have the best education. And that was her mistake. I think it was a mistake myself.
Because I
agree. She had a change of heart later. And she tried to teach us a language. And it was too late. I was like, Mum, it's too late. I'm 14 now.
So I understand that you were in France for some sort of like... what's it called when they give you money to study there?
Yeah, so basically... when I was a kid,
studying abroad?
Yeah, basically when I was a kid, my mother never let us go anywhere. We weren't allowed to go on school trips. Nothing. My mum was super overprotective of us. Like, my mum came from Nigeria on a boat and never went back. It took her 3 weeks to get to England, and that was it. She stopped, she had a kid, and she's like, I'm not leaving, and you are not leaving either. So that was it. So we never went anywhere. There was no school trips. We never went on family trips. My mum was scared that we'd die everywhere we went.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not even making this up. This is a true story. My mum actually kept a scrapbook of bus and train crashes.
No, Gina.
I swear to God.
No.
Whenever we tried to go anywhere, she'd bring out the scrapbook and say, you see these children? You see all of this? These children are all dead because they went on the bus.
No!
True story. I'm not even making this up. So I was studying A-level advanced French, 16, and my mum's very into academics. She wanted us. So I said to her, look, there's a school trip to France and I have to go. If you want me to pass these exams, you're going to have to let me go on this school trip.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, oh, okay, fine. If it's for the exam, okay. I got applied for a grant. Did this all myself at 16. Applied for a grant from the government.
It's amazing.
But it wasn't a school trip. What I did... I was going by myself. I was going backpacking around France by myself. But I knew my mother was never going to allow that. So what I did was I persuaded all of my friends, because my mum was seeing me off at Victoria Station where I was getting the train. So I persuaded all of my friends to turn up with suitcases.
No!
Yeah, baby!
What?
Yes!
That's an epic story.
So all my friends turned up with suitcases to make it look like a school trip. And I was like, okay, bye, Mum. We're all going now. We're meeting the teacher. She's like, okay, bye. And then she left. And then all my friends got off at the next stop. And I went to France by myself for a month. But I didn't have anywhere to stay. It was ridiculous.
You don't have any place to stay. And this is like before Airbnb.
Before that. So I went and did a French language course for a week in southern France, in Touraine. And then after that, I was like, well, I can't go to France and not go to Paris. And so I met a friend who gave me her student travel card thing. She was a white woman. We didn't look alike at all, but whatever. She lent me her card, and it was a card to get you, you could travel free around France as a foreign student. And I used her card and went to Paris, had nowhere to stay, didn't know anybody. I was just practicing my French. And I slept at the Gare du Nord station for 3 days.
You slept in a train station?
But everybody did. That was the thing. There was a.
What do you mean that was a thing? What is this, like Jason Bourne? I don't understand.
In the station, I went there and there was all these young people from all over the world in sleeping bags sleeping in the station. And then somebody took me under her wing, goes, listen, you've got to sleep at this end.
No.
Because the guards come in the morning with a hose and spray everybody down. So you get,
oh
if you're
God.
At the right end, you get woken up by everybody screaming.
You're like that little boy lion. I don't even understand what's happening. I have so much anxiety. No one, see, this is what happens when you protect your kids too much.
Exactly. I went absolutely crazy, but I had the time of my life. I went to the Eiffel Tower by myself. I still got a picture of me at 16. I gave somebody my little Polaroid. I was like, can you take it? Yeah.
I find it hilarious that you were sleeping on the floor of a train station, because if you follow Gina's Instagram, you know she's a fucking straight up germaphobe.
Yeah.
Like, she's got these hilarious videos where she'll go to a hotel and be like, no, not doing it. Yuck. Carpet. Stop.
Yeah, I review every hotel room I stay in. So if you hashtag Gina's hotel rooms, every room I stay in, I review it. I travel with my own sleeping bag, pillow and pillowcase, 2 pairs of slippers, one for the shower, one for the room, because my feet are not touching the carpet. But it's as I've got older and the more I've seen some things, Michelle.
What have you seen? What did you come with a black light? What have you seen? Oh,
my best friend bought me a black light for Christmas and I was like, fuck you, bitch, I'm not taking it. Because if I did, I would never leave my house again. My fans know what I'm like, so they send me videos.
Yeah.
And there have been like undercover investigations. And there was one where they put a hidden camera in a bathroom in China. 5-star hotel. Woman comes in, she's cleaning the bathroom. She cleans the toilet with a toilet brush.
Yeah.
Then she gets the toilet brush. She gets the two, you know, the glasses that they put in, never drink from those glasses. So she throws them in the sink and uses the toilet brush as a washing up brush for the glasses. This is why I touch nothing. Now you know why I travel with a sleeping bag. I wrap the TV remote in a shower cap.
Oh my God.
So I call it the control condom. The remote control is the filthiest part of the room. And you know why? Because men are in hotel rooms. Exactly. I don't want to become pregnant from a remote control. That's all I'm saying.
It depends where you're sticking that remote control. I don't understand how, if you're such a jerk, I don't... This is because you travel all over the world.
I do, and I travel with my pillow. I have my pillow and pillowcase.
What countries?
I do an Asia tour every year. Tour Asia. As soon as it gets cold in New York, I go, all right, I'm out of here. Where can I get shows in the sun? So in the last 2 months, I did shows in Vietnam, Cambodia, China, Malaysia, Singapore, Borneo.
Oh, my God.
I go to Thailand every year. I fast for 7 days.
Oh, my God.
And I do coffee enemas twice a day.
And you put it online.
And I put what came out of you online. Because it's not poo. It's not poo. It's all this weird stuff that's...
Answers?
It's all the stuff that's sitting inside your intestine. When you eat a lot of stuff and it just... Like a lot of meat and a lot of acidic food, it collects. Yeah. Did you watch the video? It's amazing.
I did.
And did you see how the weird? Did you see the alien shit that came out of me?
This is what I'll say. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your butt. Jenny Asheray, everybody.
Yay!
Guys, more late night whenever when we come back. Stay tuned, bitches. Yes, 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 yes.
Each election season, political memoirs abound, doorstops that sometimes divulge more than intended.
No matter how diligently they present themselves in the most electable light, they always reveal themselves, their insecurities, their fears, their ambitions.
How to read a Politico on this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm your host, Michelle Buteau. Ow, I'm sitting here with my friend, Jeannie Yasharay.
Hello. How you doing? How you doing?
How cool is Rob?
Rob is super cool. The voice alone is just,
The voice alone. How you doing?
I love your accent.
I love your accent.
I used to live in London. I wish I could do that.
Hey, I'm right here. So if anyone wants to say something nice about me, now would be the time. All right, maybe our next guest will say something nice about me. I can't say enough about Bridget Everett, who you've seen on shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Lady Dynamite, and you've seen her in the movie Patty Cakes. Give it up for Bridget Everett!
I'm not over the bathroom in China. I don't know how I'm going to recover from that.
Ugh.
Toilet water? Toilet brush
she
and
used
the glass?
The toilet brush.
The toilet brush.
I'd never drink anything. Oh, God.
No? Oh, no. Never.
How's it when you travel?
When I travel, I always have a couple of bottles of wine in my purse just in case there's not a liquor store nearby. And I try to stay in nice hotels like for that reason, but that's like very disheartening.
Yeah.
Oh, I trust
the employees to do their job, and that's where you're wrong. Why I'm wrong.
Well, I used to work in a hotel. I won't name names, but let's just say it rhymes with Blipton. And I worked the front desk because I was just like, I'm first generation. And and when people were mean to me, I would just cancel their wake-up calls.
Oh, no. Hilarious.
Or just like add more tax, even though I didn't. You should be nice to people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, I always try to be nice, but some people just are really still in for it. They're in for you.
That's true.
But I don't care. I just go into my room, I take off my clothes, I roll around in those dirty sheets and have a great time. And I don't, I watch porn on my own computer, so I'm just getting my own sort of dirty content.
Yes, honey, yes.
I'm always getting that $14.95 a day internet speed, so I can get, you know, because I hate it's like when you're like pause and when you get the complimentary internet, you're like, it's like, stop. I'm just like, get me there. I'm alone in the hotel room, you know? It's like,
oh my God,
it's the dream
yes.
to make love in a 5-star hotel. And if I have to do it by myself, if it's going to cost me 15 bucks, I'm going to do it.
I like to watch porn where girls look like me, but like 30 pounds lighter. So it's like a realistic goal.
Lovely. It's really
sharing.
Lovely.
I'm sharing my heart.
That's turned sad. That's quite sad right then.
Oh my God, did you ever call those sex lines in the 90s? You know when you had to pay per minute? Did anybody ever do that? I did that. I'd be so fucked up and then I would like black out and I'd get a $400 phone bill later. So I was just like, yeah, yeah.
That is amazing. So you guys have been doing this for like at least 15 to 20 years, yes?
Yes, 20 years for me.
What has changed for the better in the last 20 years performing?
I think for me personally, like people are a little more open to like when I started like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever. And I was like, you know, 6 feet tall and like motorboating people and sitting on, you know, people were like, what? And now it's just like, okay, yeah, that's what we're here to see. You know, people are just like, they're open to things. They're used to, there's less rigidity. It's not just like we're here to see somebody in a hoodie and, you know, telling dick jokes. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Gina?
The internet's helped and hindered comedy at the same time. I love the fact that you can build your own audience now. You don't have to wait for the gatekeepers to give you a show in order to build an audience and have your own fan base. So that's been good.
Yeah. Going back to what you were saying about motorboating people, I heard that you motorboated Gloria Steinem.
If memory serves. She's been to see me a couple times. I remember the first time she came to my show, like there was like this empty table and I don't like latecomers, okay? And I'm going around, I'm singing this song Titties where I motorboat people and talk about the different kinds of tits. And I turn around and I was like, you got them, you know, like coming late titties or whatever. It was Gloria fucking Steinem. I was like, oh shit. But yeah.
Was she in a black turtleneck and jeans?
Oh, she's got that signature style. It works.
Yeah, the bootcut jeans, honey. Yes,
honey, the bootcuts always working with Gloria. But then I went to like a thing and I did this makers conference and like I'd written a song based on something that she said in her documentary where she's talking to her mother who had dementia who was dying and she's really confused and she's like, don't worry, Mama, I'll take you home. And so I wrote a song called I'll Take You Home with my friend Scott Whitman and Mark Shaman. And so she'd asked for me to perform at this thing, the makers thing, but my other songs are like, put your dick away and what I gotta do, they got the dick in my mouth and, you know, and fuck shit up. And I didn't like think that feminists wanted anything to do with me, whatever. Right. But I sang and I'm singing the song Fuck Shit Up. I go around and do titties. She's sitting with Katie Kirk and I'm like motorboating them and the rest of the room is just white knuckled grip like with fear. And Gloria's like, I love this.
I love
She's
it.
She's like giving them permission to enjoy it.
This is what I love about your show because I just saw your show at Joe's Pub.
Yeah.
And besides like female empowerment, it's like body positivity, owning, you know, your best sassy unicorn. Like you had some dude eat French fries out of your toes.
You what?
If memory serves. Yes. I'm still, well, because I think like, you know, you're given the body you're given. And I've definitely given her a little more than she had in the first place. But like, but I think that there's, it doesn't matter if you want to be something else, you are where you are, you know? And I'm just as horny and happy to be alive as I am at this weight as I was 100 pounds ago, you know? So it's important to celebrate where you are and let everybody around you know that that there's no rules tonight. We're having fun and please walk away and feel great about yourself.
Oh,
that's
my
the point.
God. Yes. Okay. Last question. You guys talk about your moms a lot, and your moms have definitely influenced you. How? And what did daddy do?
What did daddy do?
Fuck who?
Well, who cares about my dad? But my mom is really awesome. She, like, she would go to the grocery store and, like, not wear a bra and, like, go in her nightgown. She just didn't care. And at the time, it was embarrassing, of course. But it showed me that just, like, who cares, really? And then, like, and she had these, like, long, low-hanging boobs. And that's why I wrote the song Titties for her beaver tails. Mm. And,
yes.
And she's just like...
I call mine two hairless chihuahuas. They're always fighting.
Yeah. But I think the most important thing that she taught me is just, like, she's so not self-aware. And, like, she, she's very curious and has a wicked sense of humor and single mother and also, like, wildly crazy and sort of, like, made a lot of mistakes. But I think that even when somebody's like that off the rails... And they, you still love them so much that, like, she just showed me just to, like, sort of love people warts and all. And
oh, that's
sort
great.
Of that business. Is that I too tender? That.
Sorry. No, I love that. Warts and all. What about you, Gina?
My mom, my work ethic comes from her.
Yeah.
My mom and dad, when they came to England, my dad was a qualified lawyer and my mom qualified teacher. But they came into England when it was super racist, before the subtle racism came in. At that time, England was when they had signs on their doors that said, no dogs, no blacks, no Irish. So, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, they had signs on the door. So if you went to rent a place, that's what they had on the door.
Where is Daniel Day-Lewis when you need a motherfucker?
Well, exactly. So my mom came to England in that atmosphere. So I remember being spat on as an eight-year-old. Being chased, cars driving at us on the street. It was pretty bad in sort of late 70s England. But my mum was like, ignore them. You be what you're going to be. You're going to be a doctor, because she thought I was going to be a doctor. So she's like, never mind them. You will be a doctor. That is what's going to happen. You'll work hard just like me and you'll be a doctor. So she always instilled that work ethic. She always told me I was smart. And I just assumed I was smart because she told me I was smart. So what you're told you're going to be from a young age, You incorporate that into
words
your spirit.
Words have power. Words
yeah, they
absolutely
do.
Have
so
power.
So I grew up thinking, yeah, I'm a genius, because my mom says I'm a fucking genius. So that's what she did for me. She kind of instilled that self-confidence in me.
All right, so we're going to play a game.
Okay.
I know. It's not going to be hard at all. Actually, we don't really have to do any work. So basically, when you guys came in, I don't know if you guys did this, but I asked people to write down a personal question, not for you, but on the behalf of your friend, and it's called Asking for a Friend. Now if you got a crazy question, that's embarrassing. This is Asking for a Friend. That was so good! Rob Lewis, man! That is Rob Lewis! This is like the Batmissive I've always wanted. Okay. So we have a question from Taz. Taz, where you at, honey?
Hello.
Hi, Taz. How are you?
I'm doing well. How
is
are you?
Is your name Tasmanian Devil?
It's that's how I introduce myself, but it's not that.
So what is it, Taz?
The question or my name?
Your name, Taz.
It's
I don't know why I'm asking like
it's
that.
It's Tasmarisk.
Tasmarisk.
Oh, how ethnic.
Cool, where's that from?
Thank you. It's from an invasive weed species in the Southwest that takes up all the water.
Great,
so
no one's deporting you.
Child,
we
Tasmarisk.
Believe in dreamers.
What?
What's your question, Taz? Why am I single?
This is... and why
I'm
am I single?
I'm just kidding.
How many days is too many days to go without showering? But asking for a friend... you know,
right,
I
right,
wondered
right,
why
right.
there was a large gap around you, Taz.
Yes, I'm gonna be honest. I have dry fucking skin because I gotta take a shower every time I poo.
Every time you poo.
Yeah, every time I poo, I gotta keep that booty clean.
Okay.
So I take like 2-3 showers a day.
You shower every time you shit.
Yeah. I shower 3 or 4 times a day. I gotta stop. My water bill is crazy. But I would say 24 hours. Like, you know.
I've gone 2 days though once, but only because I was in the house and I wasn't going anywhere.
I think the last, like, if you're going 72,
yeah.
The last 24 of that is just for me, it's just for me. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanna see, like,
how bad can it get?
Where can it go? Yeah.
Yes.
And
or
it's
how
weird.
Good.
Like, day two is kind of worse than
let
day three.
Let that grape ferment, just... honey. Let's get a Pinot Noir down
yeah.
there. It is a sensitive grape. Okay, our next question is from Mary C. Hi,
hey,
Mary.
Guys. Oh, okay, it's on.
It's on. So, it's public radio. We know what on is.
Asking for a friend. Her mom just moved in with her boyfriend.
Ew.
What, with just her boyfriend?
Oh. I mean, in her boyfriend's. Her moved in with her and her boyfriend and having a hard time keeping the sex life alive.
Ooh, God. I want to know how many bedrooms. I want to know how thin the walls are. I want to know why mom has to come in. I want to know how long she's living with this boyfriend, when they go get married.
Well, she moved in with me and my boyfriend.
Asking for a friend.
Is your boyfriend the friend you're asking for?
We have cracked the case.
Oh, Mary.
The case has
Mary,
been cracked.
Mary, Mary.
Pew, pew, pew.
So she moved in.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going through a hard time. She's going through a divorce, and we have a second bedroom. So we're helping
but
her.
But does she have sisters, friends, literally anyone else?
Yeah.
A sibling.
You know, she's just, she's here to hang for a bit.
The woman that wiped your butt and took care of your little drippy droppy nose when you were sick needs you now. So just wrap up your pussy, put a cold compress on it, and take care of your mother.
All right, we got to move on. We got to move. I really want to dig deeper, but
oh, there's so much
I love
more
this.
To
no,
know.
We are like the ghetto view. And Gina is definitely Whoopi. You're probably Joy Behar.
Okay.
Oh my God. Am I Raven Simone? No! All right. Last question from Haley W. Or is it Holly?
Like Haley? Halle Berry.
No, I still fuck her name up.
Oh, okay.
I'll call you Sade.
That's cool. I love it. I love it.
What's the question, Boo Boo Kitty?
What should someone do who loves birthdays but their husband never does anything?
Ooh.
Ew. I mean, why is he cheap? Is he Jehovah Witness?
He's lazy.
What's the back story? What's the black story?
He's lazy.
What does he not remember, or is he wrong and strong? Like, he's like, yeah, I don't do birthdays. How?
No, it's every year. It's, oh, I had this idea. It didn't work out.
No. Okay, no. See, what I'm saying is, you're for your friend.
That's
you can't.
Divorce.
You can't. Even though somebody knows you, they're still not a fucking mind reader. So you can't be passive aggressive about it. You'd be like, I need this. Send him the email. Send him the gift. Send him pictures on Pinterest. This is what a bitch would like. You let him know. Because if you're going to be with someone like that, then you got to fucking let him know. And then he might get the gist. And then he'll finally do it one year. And you'd be like, yay. Do you know what I mean? You got to let people know what you want. Say it with me. Say it, Holly.
Say it.
I got Say it, Haley.
I gotta let people know what I want.
Say it louder.
I gotta let people know what I want.
Say it louder.
I gotta let people know what I want.
There you go. Rob, what did we learn tonight? We learned so many things.
Are you gonna sing us out?
Yeah. No, bitch.
Oh.
No, I don't sing. I'm not Jordan Sparks. I stay in my place. But this is my moment where I'm recapping on the subway, you know, like, oh my God, what did I learn tonight?
What have you learned tonight? What have you learned?
I learned that you're a proper germaphobe.
I am.
I also learned that you and Bridget are amazing, strong women because your moms are also amazing, strong women. I love that you and Bridget are a voice for a new generation. You have this great quote about dreams.
It technically is LL Cool J's, but...
but... Keep playing. We gotta do it to music. Keep playing. What's that quote, honey?
It's DDHD dreams. They don't have deadlines. Ooh. Dreams don't deadlines. Rob, you've played for some heavy people in your day.
I'm a chubby teller, Jenny Usheray, Bridget Everett, Robert Lewis. You guys, thank you to my...
Late Night Whenever is brought to you by WNYC Studios. This podcast is produced by Joanna Solitara, Paula Schumann, Jennifer Sendro, Daniel Guimet, and Marion Schauberg, with Isaac Jones, Chase Colpin, Sarah Sambach, Caroline English, and Melissa Chusid. Music by Rob Lewis. Add music by Isaac Jones. I know you're probably scrolling through your Instagram, looking at all those unrealistically perfect houses and gorgeous meals you'll never have. How about you spice your feet up with something that actually makes you happy? Search at Whenever and follow us. We're posting some sexy behind-the-scenes content. And don't forget to subscribe to Late Night Whenever, wherever you get your podcasts. We have two special guests on today's show. And by special, I mean I would want to motorboat them all times of the day, chafing and all. This is terrible.
No, this is
just so gross. If I'm listening to this, I'd be like, what a fucking weirdo. Fucking weirdo. Sorry, there's a button for cough.
I love that.